Hi, my name is Ruth, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about my life, how God sought me, found me, and brought healing into my life. I hope you will find encouragement in my story. When I was growing up, my parents thought that attending church should be part of every child's upbringing. So every Sunday I went to church and to Sunday school. I heard Bible stories and I learned Bible morals and ethics, but I don't remember ever hearing anything about the idea of having a personal relationship with God. And when I got into high school and college, I drifted away from church. I started reading secular philosophies, and I began to think that the Bible was just a collection of myths and that probably God didn't even exist. After I married and had two children, we lived in a suburb of Boston. And a Baptist minister and his wife moved in across the street. The wife reached out to me by inviting me to go on outings, sometimes taking care of my children, bringing over meals for my family when I was sick, and just being friendly and kind. She was really nice to me and didn't seem to expect anything in return. She didn't push her beliefs on me, but I noticed that the way she and her husband lived was different from other people that I knew. They were happy and upbeat a lot of the time, but what really struck me the most was how they handled the difficult times in their life. When she suffered a debilitating bout of depression, her husband lovingly cared for her. He took time off from work, he took care of the children. And their church family rallied around them with prayer, childcare, and meals. She'd tell me that they asked God for help as if they were asking a real person for help. And I could tell they really believed that God heard them and was going to answer their prayers. And this was a foreign concept to me. Eventually, they moved to a suburb further north. And when I was visiting them one night, they explained how to enter into a personal relationship with God by admitting that I fall short of His holiness or goodness and that I needed His help. I needed the help that He had provided through the sinless life, the sacrificial death, and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. And that really made sense to me. God made it make sense to me. And I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior that night. Years later, she told me that when she was in the depths of that depression, she thought, if it's up to me to be the witness that brings Ruthie to Christ, she's bound for hell for sure. And I try to remind myself of that when I get to thinking that my life has to be perfect in order for God to use me. I remember about that friend of mine and how much God was able to use her even in the depths of depression. I just need to show up and He's the one who makes things happen. On my way home, driving down Route 128 that night, a thick fog descended on the highway. I could not see 6 inches in front of me. It was absolutely terrifying. And a new kind of idea came to me that I had never had before. I called out, God, if you're there, make a way for me through this fog. And all of a sudden, the fog opened up in front of me. I remember thinking, this is like the Red Sea parting. Thank you, Lord. The fog was still to the left, it was still to the right, but right in front of me was a perfectly clear path. And to me, it was me experiencing God. I encountered God, a God who cared enough about me and my circumstances that He actually intervened in this supernatural way. After that night, one big change immediately happened in me. My skepticism about God was gone. I had a certainty that God existed. And He placed in me the faith that the Bible is His word and it's all true. Unfortunately, something that didn't change immediately after my conversion was my health. I had always been a pretty productive person in school, in my family, and in business, but my health was never as good as I would have liked it to be. From a very young age, like at the age of five, I can remember getting really severe headaches and having to go to bed in terrible pain. Around the age of 12, my back started going into painful spasms now and then. And again, I would have to lie down until that settled down. And, you know, maybe for like a day or two, I'd be flat on my back. In high school, I started having depressed feelings and suicidal thoughts. Shortly after I accepted Jesus as my Savior, my husband of 10 years came into the house when I was out with the children, took all his things, and never came home again. And after that, I started having anxiety attacks and panic attacks. I still got headaches, and they increased in frequency and severity. I continued to have chronic back pain. I still felt depressed, and sometimes I felt like it would be best if I just ended it all somehow. Several years later, I developed food allergies, and I was diagnosed with being allergic to 33 different foods. Some of the reactions were bad enough that I actually had to be hospitalized with the reactions. I began to have severe pain in my face, my neck, my shoulder, and my arm, and I was diagnosed as having fibromyalgia. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a pain in the soft tissue in your body. Even though I was often in a lot of pain, I struggled on with my life, raising two children as a single mother and running an interior design business. That kept me very busy, and I must admit, I didn't give much time to my relationship with God. But then something began to happen that forced me to make drastic changes in my life. I began to develop allergies to things in the environment. Dust and mold would not only cause me to get congested, but would give me a severe headache. Any exposure to chemicals, toxins, or fragrances would cause reactions. Normal cleaning products, personal care items made me sick. If I wore clothes with dyes or fabric finishes, I would get eczema or hives. If I wore what I had on tonight, I would have skin reactions like from my neck to my ankles. I'd be a mess. When I left the house, exhaust fumes from cars or lawnmowers would cause me to react. If somebody had a barbecue grill or a fire in a fireplace, if somebody had put down lawn chemicals, if there was the fabric softener coming through the dryer vent of somebody's house, any of that would make me sick. It got so that I couldn't even leave the house without getting sick. If somebody was blacktopping, that would make me sick. I went to all the best doctors for all these different ailments, and they prescribed a variety of medications, diets, and regimes. I was diagnosed by a specialist at Mass General as having multiple chemical sensitivities or environmental illness. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's kind of like the boy in the bubble. She said I had to avoid all toxins, empty the house of all chemicals, and keep it very clean. She said not to go outside unless I was wearing a face mask. I did what all the different doctors said to do. At best, the treatments managed my symptoms, was the way I looked at it. Now and then I'd have a slightly better day, but basically I didn't get healed, and basically I was getting worse and worse and worse. Eventually I stopped doing what the doctor said to do because the medications made me sick. I was so sensitive to chemicals that the medications made me sick, and I began to realize that all these diets and regimes were stressful. They were a bondage in themselves, so I kind of stopped doing all that. And I became a prisoner in my own house, was what it was like, suffering from depression, anxiety, and in a lot of pain, with headaches, fibromyalgia, and allergic reactions. Around this time, my mother was diagnosed as having cancer in one of her kidneys. She had become a Christian several years before, and many people were praying for her healing. When the doctor removed her kidney and it was biopsied, there was no sign of cancer. This was pretty exciting for me. And it gave me the faith that God could and would heal physical infirmities. So I would pray, asking God to heal me. And occasionally I did feel better, like every once in a while when I prayed, a headache would go away. But overall, I was still very sick with anxiety, depression, allergies, and pain. At times, I felt very stuck. It's interesting. Your theme is going to be about being stuck. And you talked about being in the desert. I felt like I was in the desert, wandering around, praying, calling out to God, but you know, not really feeling like He wasn't hearing, feeling like I wasn't getting answers. But, hi, come on in. But I did continue to pray. It was like I had nothing else but God at that point. And I continued to ask Him to heal me. I continued to search the Bible for God's solutions to the situation. And I came across Proverbs 4:20-22. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." It's really saying that really attending to God's word brings health to your flesh. And I looked up that word health and the word flesh, thinking, is this like, you know, some trick word in the translation? And in the Strong's Concordance, the word that was the Hebrew word that was translated as health meant health or medicine even. And it really meant your flesh, like your body. And I found that very exciting, that it was saying that God's word is actually like medicine for your body. So I continued to read the Bible. And I came across scriptures that indicate that God did not want me to be sick. I saw in Exodus that if I would hearken unto His voice, do what's right, listen to His commandments, and keep His statutes, that He would not allow any diseases to come upon me. That's in Exodus 15:26, which made me feel like He doesn't want me to be sick in the first place. And I found that encouraging. I noticed in the New Testament that Jesus never put disease on anybody, and He pretty much healed everybody who came to Him. And He said in John 14:9, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." So I got more and more convinced that God did not want me to be sick, and it was His will to heal me. So all of this gave me the conviction to keep praying that God would heal me and to keep reading the Bible so that God could reveal His solutions to my problems. Eventually, God showed me that sometimes healing doesn't come instantly. Some of us are used to that kind of healing model that you pray or somebody prays for you and you get healed. Hallelujah. And God does heal that way sometimes. But sometimes healing is part of a process, is what God showed me. And this process that He showed me, I think of it as getting in agreement with Him and how He wants me to live my life. And this can take time for Him to show you, and then for you to get in agreement with Him can take time. But in the process of this, He showed me that instead of trusting Him, I had put my trust in people, because that was all I knew how to do. And some of these people had disappointed me in major ways. I had been rejected and even abandoned at several key times in my life. And when that happened, my basic sense of security was broken, and fear had flooded into me. I came across studies that were coming out at that time about the mind-body connection. Have you ever heard of the mind-body connection, where medical science is finding that the way you think actually does translate down into your body? And they were finding that stress can affect your physical health. And it made total sense to me that living in constant fear had disrupted my nervous system and weakened my immune system. And that's what was causing the headaches, the fibromyalgia, and the allergies. Also, I hadn't really forgiven the people who had hurt me. So bitterness had taken hold. And that was causing inflammation in my body. When you're in bitterness, that creates a toxic reality in your body. If you can picture what you're thinking is like when you're angry or bitter or unforgiving, you know, that's not a very peaceful way to be living your life. And that actually also can translate down into your body. And then in addition to all that, he showed me that I blamed myself for all these bad things that had happened to me. I blamed myself. And I was filled with guilt, shame, regret, and self-loathing. And this was bringing down my serotonin levels and just dragging me down. The joy of the Lord was not there with me. There was just a lot of guilt and shame and self-loathing, and that was contributing to the depression. God showed me that He had a way out of this mess I was in. He took me to Psalm 103:2-4. Psalm 103:2-4 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities." You know the scripture? Who heals how many of your diseases? All your diseases. "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." And as I meditated on this scripture, I could see that God wanted to do certain things for me, but He wanted me to do certain things too. Do you ever come across scriptures that are kind of those if-then scriptures? This isn't really one of those, but you can see, God says He'll do this, but He wants me to do that. Well, God wanted to bestow upon me His loving kindness, His tender mercies, and His forgiveness, and out of this would come healing and salvation from destruction. But I needed to do certain things. When I looked at this scripture, it said I needed to bless the Lord and forget not all His benefits. I needed to receive the loving kindness that God wanted to crown me with. So I tried to incorporate this into my life. I tried to focus on the positive things of my life with God, the benefits. I tried to focus on the benefits and let go of the negative. I started a gratitude journal, was what I called it, and every night I would write down the good things God had done that day in my life. To bless the Lord, I sang praise and worship songs at home every day. I had been used to that, only doing that on Sundays at church, and I couldn't even go to church anymore, but I started on my own, gathering up praise and worship songs and doing praise and worship, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. I prayed that God would show me His love and help me to be able to receive it. As I spent time doing this, God's loving presence in my life became more real to me. As I was able to see the reality of His love and His kind intention toward me, I was able to trust Him more. As I received His love and trusted Him, the fear that plagued me began to subside. I came across 1 John 4:18, which says, "There is no fear in love, and perfect love casts out fear." Receiving God's perfect love was overcoming the fear. When I realized how much God loves me and forgives me, I had to let go of all that guilt and shame and self-hatred. If God Almighty loves me and forgives me, who am I to contradict Him and to continue to beat myself up all the time? I started seeing myself as God sees me, loved, forgiven, and accepted, because Jesus gave His life for me. I brought something for each one of you that has helped me. These little things. They're over there if you want one. And this is just a little card that has some scriptural truth on it. It says, who you are. You have great worth apart from your performance, because Christ gave His life for you and therefore imparted great value to you. You are deeply loved, fully pleasing, totally forgiven, accepted, and complete in Christ. So if you like this, or just one of these like as a bookmark, they're over there. I used to keep this next to my bed, and last thing before I went to sleep, I would read that out loud, and first thing when I would wake up, I would read it out loud and just remind myself, this is who I am. This is who God sees me as, and I wanted to get in agreement with what God said about me. When I really grasped the forgiveness that God had given me, I knew I had to forgive those who had wronged me. I came across Colossians 3:13 in the Living Bible. I particularly liked this translation of this scripture. Colossians 3:13 in the Living Bible says, be gentle and ready to forgive, never holding grudges. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And I think it really sums it up. So with God's help, I forgave the various people that I felt had wronged me. When the fear, the self-hatred, and the bitterness left, my body began to come back into the peace that God had intended for me. As I hung out in that place of rest that God has for me, healing began to come. None of it happened instantly or overnight, but in God's perfect timing, the anxiety went away, the depression lifted, the pain in the various parts of my body stopped, the food allergies were healed so that I can eat anything I want and not get reactions, the environmental allergies healed so that I can go anywhere, I can do anything, and not be bothered, and I truly do. Bless the Lord. Now, my health isn't always perfect, but it's ever so much better than it used to be. I do best when I remember the lessons that God has taught me and walk in them. I try to nurture my relationship with God every day and be open to what He has to say to me. This is my particular journey with God, and I'm sure each of you has a unique and different journey. But I hope that you can take encouragement from my story. You know, there are Bible truths in there, and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He's no respecter of persons, is what it says in the Bible. So my main message is that God really does exist. He is a good God, and He loves you more than you can imagine. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.